In the rapture, the purpose of the rapture is redemption. It has nothing to do with the evil that's going on in this world. It has nothing to do with destruction. He taught, when the Lord was teaching me these things, see, I used to be a pre-tribulation rapture preacher, which I like the pre-tribulation rapture, but the way it's been taught is incomplete. God is not held down to that. He don't have to. He's going to come back. He's reacting to our choices as individuals and also as the body. What have we been doing with the power that he's given us? There's no need for God to move us out of the path of the Antichrist. That's our job, to keep the Antichrist hiding in his hole. The Antichrist is alive now. And in 2014, that Pierre Stone said that the Antichrist, the Lord told him that he was alive on earth, the man. But Pierre Stone said, I don't know if he's a baby or a child or what. No, but in his description, he said the man. So he's alive now. But he's hiding in his hole because he can't come. And he's outclassed against a strong church. See, when we pray, angels are involved. And Satan don't want to look defeated, so he'll stay in his hole. And if we keep him there, if we walk in the love of God, pray like we're supposed to, live like we should. But as the church gets consumed with lukewarm living, then, you know, the great falling away, that already happened. And lukewarm people, they won't budge, so God can spit them out already. It's just like this chapter I'm reading. They wouldn't repent. God dealt with people for years. And I noticed in 2016, he said that I've been pleading with people for years. When he started talking about, when he started talking to me about his return, I started thinking about how much knowledge people haven't heard yet. And I know this because he told me. There's a lot of things people hadn't heard right because of lukewarm preachers. But God has been pleading with people. You know, guest ministers have come to a church that fell off the wagon and tried to get them to repent, but they won't repent. And then there are good pastors with people in the congregation that won't budge. And there are corrupt pastors that won't budge. There are whole congregations that won't even budge. They won't repent. And the Lord told me way back then, you can listen to it audio one page, the first audio, on audio two pages, was 2016. And it was in the fall when I started talking that way. Now, up to 2016, the fall of around October, September, October, I guess, I started dealing with end time things and been on it mostly since then. Whereas before I taught other things people needed. But now, the problem is this. All right, they've hardened their heart. The Lord said, but ye said, no, we will flee on horses. Therefore shall ye flee. We will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. Now watch this. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. They have no protection now. They're used to being around God's people, and the angels were protecting God's people. Now they're further away and don't realize it. See, people think that, see, they don't understand where their help comes from. People in this nation, they're not used to war. They don't know that cities are about to be burned and destroyed. They don't know how close but see, when God moves his people out of the way, or if the church becomes too lukewarm, this whole thing is going to be attacked. But I thank God every time somebody gets saved and start praying, and that changed the whole dynamic of all things. Every time one person begins to add to the prayer list, you know, God's already got a core few that continually pray and seek the Lord for righteousness and grow and walk in love. Every time somebody gets saved and start doing the same thing, it changes the dynamic worldwide. If one person is added, it changes the dynamics. The Lord taught me that. Our prayers avail much. So now, the lukewarm, they think that things are not going to change. And they even believe it's going to get better. They don't ever understand the condition of things because they're focused on evil. And they're used to being things going the way when, as if, when you know, Jesus said that you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So, as long as the people of God have purpose, they didn't get in pride, they have a purpose and they're active with it. It changes the scheme of everything. And this will go on until the Lord removed his people. When he removed his people, they have no protection now. And then the Antichrist can do what he wants. The Antichrist can appear while the church is on the ground if the church is lukewarm. But if the church is too strong, he won't try it. And their prayers, you know, people that activate the angels, Jesus said, I got a lead. He had 12 legions of angels. So do you. So when you pray and you activate heaven, heaven reacts to us. Everything is not God's will. The Lord gave us power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, period. All of it. The evil angels, fallen angels, principalities, power, they're under our feet. We have covenant, they don't. And the angels will back up every prayer we pray. And so, when God's not trying to rescue us from the Antichrist. And he told me that. He said, I'm not moving you out of the path of the Antichrist. I'm moving you out of my way. See, when God gets ready to judge, he's going to move his people. We don't need to be here then. We're supposed to occupy until he come. When he come, then he's going to see, our removal is also an act of judgment against the wicked. They didn't want God in their thinking. They didn't want God in their life. They didn't want God in their thoughts. So now God's going to move his people and they're going to have what they thought they wanted. Just like just like these guys here in verse 17. Isaiah 30 verse 17. He said, 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five shall you flee. Till you be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain. And as an ensign on a hill. Now that's bad. You done ran from one man. 1,000 people are going to run as in terror from one person. And at the rebuke of five, all of you will flee. Until you are left as a beacon on top of. Now the enemies can see where you are. You're not hidden. You're exposed. And as an ensign on a hill. Just like a sign on a hill. They know you're there. And they coming to take your behind away. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. So those that are trusting in him, God's going to rescue them. But those that have hardened their heart, they're going to be destroyed. And they're going to get what they sowed. What they sowed, they will reap. That's the problem. We're trying to get you out of judgment. Get back on board with God. Let your sins be forgotten. And get back in covenant. And you'll help change the dynamic by doing so. But he said the lukewarm people won't budge. Which means he already spit them out. Verse 19. For the people shall dwell in Zion and Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear the word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. Now, these are those that are mixed in, you know, with those that have a humble heart to God. He can work with them. Then verse 22 says, ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images. Ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver and the ornaments of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a minstrel's cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise, and the young asses that eat the ground, shall eat clean provident, which has not been winnowed with the shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breaches of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. See, the people that walked in darkness, they made it miserable for themselves. But God is going to, all that died in righteousness, and because of the lukewarm, because of the rebellious, they have a greater day coming anyway. Some of us will die in times of tribulation. Now tribulation is something that have people, they divided grace and tribulation period. Well, when you study the word of God and all the things that happened against the apostles, they've been in tribulation all along. They've been persecuted from the beginning. The great tribulation, it's nothing going to be like it. You know, the Lord's moving his people out of his way so he can judge. Now, I got that much understanding. So it takes righteous living to hold back evil. Verse 27, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck, to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. It's causing them to err. Ye shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, when one goeth to the pipe, when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm, with indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempests and hailstones. For though the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. And in every place where the ground is staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old. Yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The power thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doeth kindle it. Remember something about the king of Assyria. He's a paradigm, because he was like the axe in the Lord's hand. Remember in chapter 10, it says, neither does his heart think so. Here it is, 10 and 5. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Now watch this. Howbeit he meaneth not so, neither doeth his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. Every evil king that fought Israel is the same kind of paradigm, all the way up to the Antichrist, or all the way down to the Antichrist, because Satan is in a pit. All the way down to the Antichrist, same paradigm. The enemy has he don't have a godly purpose as the angel that he was. He changed his purpose when he got into witchcraft and rebellion, basically. And now he's attracting what he has leavened. Everything that Satan has leavened will go. He's the power over them, because they didn't want God. His leaven made them rebel against God. So now the lukewarm people are under his control, because they rebelled against God. Just like what I read in Isaiah 30, their heart was leavened. Leaven begets leaven, and that's what's going to be destroyed. The whore is going to be hated by all nations. The whore was riding the beast. And also, the whore is also a city. And it's also a people that don't love God. But they carry the name of God, but they're associated by name only, but they're not of God. And they're going to attack. That's why it's so terrible. It's dangerous to be lukewarm and won't budge. And all these things are about to come upon the earth. But the Lord told me that those that were wounded are hearing. And I thank God for everybody that's getting saved. And everybody that can be saved, I want them saved. And there will be people that are here that God can redeem. They just didn't get taken. I wish everybody that could get saved before the rapture, but that won't happen. There will be those that get saved afterwards. And just like I just read at the end of chapter 30, God's going to redeem them. They might get killed. Some of them do. Some people get killed today. They're in dangerous places, just like Afghanistan. And the church here need to pray for them. Our angels can protect them. And we need to be praying for them daily. And asking the Lord how to pray for them. Remember, Daniel also said that many will fall to try those. Some of us will die in order for God to try those that didn't get killed, that say they love God. So, you know, it's important to remember these things. Evil is here. We are in a fight. And the people that's getting hurt, they're the body too. And we need to protect them by praying for them. Every time somebody gets saved and love God and follow him, it changes the whole dynamics. All of it. Just one person makes a big difference. Remember, in Sodom and Gomorrah, that was a huge city, but 10 righteous men God would not have destroyed it if it was just 10 righteous men there. So God give us things, we just have to connect the dots. So it's important to keep these things in mind and go forward in the Lord. He loves us and he cares about us. But see, Satan can't stop sincerity. It's impossible. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.